MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is matte reinvented. The new matte formula is where matte meets moisture, giving you the zero shine look of a matte lipstick with instant long-term hydration and a weightless cushiony texture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly with a wide range of shades that are sure to complement any skin tone. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at MACcosmetics.com. Craving flavor and refreshment this summer? Pick up one of the three flavors of Bud Light Chelada: Original, Extra Lime, and the newest member of the family, Mango. Bud Light Chelada is perfect for drinking at brunch, on the beach, or just hanging out with friends in the sun. Pick up a Bud Light Chelada today and learn more at BudLight.com. Bud Light Chelada, flavor that refreshes. Sunday, June 23rd at 8, 7 Central on BET, celebrate the coolest in Black culture live as Regina Hall hosts BET Awards 19. Undeniably the ultimate night in music, TV, film, sports, and giving back. Find out who among top nominees like Beyonce, Drake, and J. Cole will take home BET Awards trophies presented by Marseille Martin and Taraji P. Henson. Watch DJ Khaled, YG, and John Legend pay tribute to fallen hero Nipsey Hussle, who more than earned his humanitarian BET Award. Plus, the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, receives a Lifetime Achievement BET Award. You know these tributes will break the internet. You gotta see performances by some of my favorites, Cardi B, her, Lizzo, YG, and more. And with Tyler Perry taking the stage live, you never know which characters will show up and show out. BET Awards 19 celebrates our cool live Sunday, June 23rd at 8, 7 Central on BET. To get the latest and get ready for the big night, search hashtag BET Awards and visit BET.com. Lip service. What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Fred O'Bain.
Hey.
He was like, let me hop in here with the ladies. I feel like we've only had women guests as of
recently, right?
Yeah, lately.
Who y'all been having?
We had a couple the other day.
Yeah. We had Deval and Kadeen Ellis, but we had Lisa Ann. She's a porn star. You know her?
Yeah, I know her.
Damn, you knew said that
quick. Real quick.
I think I done watched that in the air porn video that ever came up.
No, you haven't. Everyone ever?
Probably so.
What's your favorite category?
Black.
Just black?
I ain't really into like white women and
no fetishes or nothing.
Nah, I don't really get it.
You don't like toes and nothing like that?
No, indeed, because mine toe up, so.
Can we see him?
No.
He's horrified. You never had a pedicure?
Yeah, my first one when I came home from jail this year.
Were they like,
my whole life. Huh?
Did you like
I'm
it?
I'm ticklish. Oh. So it was like. Yeah.
What was it? Were they like horrified? Your feet were that bad?
I think they were talking about me.
They was Chinese.
They was talking in another
they
language.
They was definitely talking about you.
Did they put the gloves and the mask on? Because that's how you know.
Yeah, they definitely did. Oh, that's what they meant?
Yeah.
Am I good? No, they better. I just wouldn't show it because, like, I don't know. I've been insecure about. Oh, that's the only thing I've ever been insecure about, my feet.
Really?
Yeah, when I was little, I used to run outside and barefooted in a row, and I knocked this big toenail off and that one.
But they came back.
Huh?
Your toenails came back.
Yeah, but it's never the same.
It's like brown underneath of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it can't go
nowhere. You don't have no claw feet or nothing, right? You
know
how people be having them like.
I can grab stuff with my feet, though.
You can grab. Oh, so you got like the. That
hammer time.
Hand feet. Okay, I mean, you just move your toes in it. They don't look bad in socks. So are you embarrassed to take like your socks off in bed? Or you be wearing like socks with flip flops?
No, I don't wear nothing but boxers when I go to bed. Mm-hmm. But I just wait till she get in the bed and
then you slide in.
Slide out, slide them off real quick.
It's like boomerang, but with the guy.
So you ain't walking down the beach with your bare feet?
No,
indeed.
I was in
slides?
My pool. I had a pool party for my birthday. I was in the pool with my socks on.
Come on now.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
At some point, you gotta relax.
Got a video on my page.
Your feet probably not even really that bad.
I was about to say the same thing.
I know
probably
it's just
not
me
even
though.
That bad.
I don't like feet.
Listen, when I was younger, I was very insecure about my feet. Now I don't care.
Right. Yeah, I was insecure about my feet when I was younger too. My first sexual experiences, all of them, I had socks on. Yeah.
What?
I swear. Until finally, I got with somebody who was like a man, and he was like, "No, we're not doing this.
Take your socks off.
Give me them toes. Started sucking on my toes.
Such a toes.
Damn." And then you were like, that's okay. How it happened.
He sucked your toes.
I was like, okay, well, he put them in his mouth. I guess that's okay. Bad.
He sucked that insecurity right out your feet.
Right.
I feel like that's like the new thing, sucking toes.
That's not a new thing. Would you let a girl suck your toes?
No, indeed. If you put my toes in your mouth, you don't need to ever have another conversation with me.
She probably ride or die. Huh? That's not ride or die.
That's nasty. I'm just nasty.
I kiss my man's feet, but he got some nice feet. Like, they real pretty, and they prettier than mine's, and they little, and he got a nice arch, and they soft. Yeah, he do got some little feet. He got, you know, the big feet thing is a lie. It's a lie.
Okay.
This might be the least clean thing on your body.
His feet are normal size.
No, probably your asshole.
No, you clean it every day.
I clean my feet every day, too. You don't clean your feet every day.
No. Your asshole, you wipe it and you take a bath.
People don't be wiping their asshole right,
oh,
though.
Oh, God.
People don't be wiping their asshole.
I use wet wipes and everything.
You use wet wipes.
Definitely.
Yes. Some people don't clean their asshole like that.
Come on.
Do you scrub your feet in the shower? You know how they said they had that whole conversation about how people don't wash their legs?
Their legs and their feet.
And their feet. They just let the soap drip down.
Yeah, I do.
You got to scrub.
Because, I don't know. I don't really like showers, though.
You don't like showers? You take baths?
You got to turn yourself into a soap mama.
I just did 2.5 years, so that was nothing but straight showers.
Oh, so you
my little like, bit was only 90 days, but the first thing I wanted to do when I came home was soak my body in the bathtub. Yeah. Like, I just wanted to take a bath and eat some ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I missed ketchup. I wanted anything with ketchup on it. French fries, burger. I wanted anything with ketchup on it because I didn't have ketchup on all the time.
They had ketchup in jail.
Well, I ain't had no ketchup where I was at.
Gigi only went to jail for 90 days and had a whole girlfriend.
Oh, I went to the penitentiary.
Yeah, she was.
I was at Rosie's house on Rikers Island for 90 days.
Oh, and she said that like it was a vacation.
It was. It was like Rosie's house. I was hella young.
She did a shimmy for it.
Yeah, I was hella young. It was a long time ago. I'm old now.
But you know what? You did end up going to jail at a prime time for yourself, too.
Yeah.
Because like, you was popping, and then, damn it, you know, as luck would have it.
Yeah, I like, in Baton Rouge, like, you know, got Kevin Gates, got Boosie. Besides them, I was, like, the only person to hit XXL for a little minute.
Mm-hmm.
That was just out the blue.
Out the blue. So you didn't even anticipate.
No, I had no. I was on line for attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought my partner was playing on it.
What you mean you thought they were playing?
Because you're like, yeah, bitch, man, you won't believe that you on ecstasy. I'm like, man, bro, I'm on here on attempted murder. Man, stop playing on me.
Mm.
I come home and it was real.
So did that mean you was like, when you was locked up, they was like, okay, he a star?
Oh, nah.
No?
It was going to have like fan people, but at the same time, like what you rap about, some people want to see that and try it. So, you know, you got to deal with how they come.
You wrote a lot while you was locked up, though.
Yeah, I still got like 100 songs I never even touched.
So you plan on putting them out, or?
Yeah. When I get
in due time,
because I go by feeling. So like most of the time, most of my songs I'm punching in and freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hear a beat and I think the song will go with that, then I go like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about some things that you talk about,
because you be talking about some stuff.
Oh, y'all heard
of course, we heard your music.
Name one song.
I know you wrote a. I know somebody told me that you wrote a song that you were in New York and that you tried to talk to these girls and then they wasn't feeling you and then you went in the studio and wrote a song called what's the name of it?
Status.
Status.
Okay, then, okay.
Right? Is that true?
Yeah.
See, I did a little research.
So that really happened?
Yeah, I had to go do a studio session for Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know they were trying to sign me and stuff. They wanted to see me record, and I was trying to like. I just did it earlier. I waved to somebody. They just
you think that's all that should happen? You wave and a girl.
No, I'm just saying. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, y'all, it's like we don't exist up here.
Yeah, it's New York. Let me tell you what we're taught growing up. You don't make eye contact with people you don't know.
Weird.
You don't talk to strangers.
Weird.
You know?
Well, nah, okay.
But I'm from New York, so it was that always weird to me when I would leave here and go other places and people would talk to you.
Because
we have always been taught not to talk to people if you don't know them.
See, we Southern, so it's like Southern hospitality. Like, you
Southern
know,
hospitality.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, how you doing? Like, they don't even say excuse me up here.
Mm-mm, they
That's
rude.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, yeah, they don't.
Up here, like down there, if you bump into me down there, you don't say excuse me.
It's over.
Yeah.
I feel like they say excuse me.
How they honk horns down here? You can never they do that.
People are rude in New York. I'm not gonna lie.
You'll get pulled out the car.
We rude and we impatient.
Yeah.
Y'all don't let people over. It's just horrible.
You know how impatient. It is. Aren't you taught that? Like, look, if you don't know somebody, don't talk to them. If you're out and you're on the train, don't look somebody in the eye. Just mind your business.
No, and I feel like growing up in New York City, there's so many people. You know, it's a small place with so many people. So, you know, as a woman, no matter how you look, you're walking down the street, so many people trying to talk to you all the time. So it just becomes a force of habit to just ignore them.
And guys, and if they try to talk to you and you don't talk back, sometimes they'd be like, well, fuck you, bitch. You ain't all that.
And then you're like, what?
I understand that's the New York thing.
That's like, not, you can't understand that. Like, wow.
It's just weird, though.
We don't owe anybody to talk to them. Like, this is what you do, right? If you want to talk to somebody, go someplace where women are going to socialize. Maybe on the street, you're on your way somewhere, you're going to work, you have a man, so you just ignore all that. But maybe you go someplace and you make a real conversation. You can't just wave and think we're going to...
I mean, it's some men too out here. Like, don't nobody speak. It's like, it's
not, just, no, I agree with you.
It's yeah, like, it's true.
It's just weird. It's
you
weird.
Used to walking into, like, the Quick Stop, and they're like, hey, welcome to Quick Stop. How are you? Here? You lucky if you could get help with what you need.
Have
you
been like, hurry up and buy.
You like, gotta be loud.
No, like, but Southern, like, I get that a lot. Guys, Southern guys, guys from Atlanta, you know, guys from the South, they always say the New York girls are mean. And we're mean as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love.
Yeah.
You like it, though.
Huh?
They say we're talking.
It's interesting.
It's different.
Yeah.
But it's a like, challenge, because you know what? Now you gotta make effort.
Yeah, but I'm not about to grab you and be still
no,
talking.
No, don't do that.
Talk to me, bitch.
Don't grab.
Nah, it's just like, you just grown up.
This is
like,
what you do. You got to be smooth, right? You got to be like, excuse me, I'm not from here, and I'm just trying to find out some direct. You got to come up with something.
Yeah, but sometimes we just like, me personally, like, if I see somebody, sometimes I'd be like, hey, how you doing? You pretty. I give a compliment. Just because I give you a compliment don't mean I want you. I DM chicks all the time, like, like, you tall. Like, you know, just
you DM somebody
shit.
Just say you tall?
Yeah, I swear. Damn, I got baby, in my phone tall. Now. You tall as fuck.
Let me see your DMs.
You tall as fuck.
And that's... So, wait, what is that for, then?
That's
if
a
you're
compliment.
Not trying to talk.
No, I just randomly say it. I just say what's on my mind. You tall
but
as fuck.
Girl, you tall, girl.
And how can you tell somebody's girl? Tall just from a picture?
No, she was tall as fuck.
Like, don't have to scroll past all the other shit you were sending out. Like, he's scrolling down that far. How many damn DMs you got?
Okay, I see a few blue checks.
She said she wanted to see all of them, not just one DM.
Yeah, I want to see what I wanted
just
to see.
Shit, I can't find them.
Let me see
one.
What's in here.
It was today. Last night, I mean.
Oh, he didn't even answer this one. Okay. All right. Oh, who said this? Where you at?
Angela is so awful.
I'm not going to open. I'm just going to look at this.
You're such a fake passer on your phone.
Okay, all right. This is cute. Some of these people you ain't open.
A lot of them he ain't open.
Ooh, this one looks cute.
I need some more water.
Damn, this girl mad at you.
What did I do?
She says she fucks with you and she don't understand why.
Oh.
Oh my god.
It's funny how, you know, that's a girl favorite line. It's funny how,
you know, I fuck with you, but I'm trying to understand.
Oh, this one girl let you down. She said, no, I don't club.
No, that's me.
Oh, you said that to her. Cause I'm not opening, I'm just looking
you
at them. Oh, you don't mind? Okay.
I don't club.
You don't be opening half
of these. I didn't talk to him. I DM my action. What club you going to? I'm like, oh,
this girl going to the club.
I feel like if it don't make money, it don't make no sense. Because I'm paranoid, so I'm being there. I'm be watching everybody.
Like, you know what? You just be sending hearts to people with no cap.
I reply hearts like.
This girl, you know, that's the like.
I'm an emoji person.
This is mad funny. He has whole emoji conversations with no words. Somebody put the eyes. He put the eyes back. They put the tongue. Like, you just, it's a whole emoji conversation. That's cute.
They put a tongue?
Hold on, yeah, they put a tongue, but you didn't respond to that.
How do you know who you're doing the most?
You
don't put your tongue back in your mouth.
How do you know who you would want to respond to? He do respond to a lot of girls, though, but you know how I can tell you?
I really, like, go through my requests and, like, randomly pick people, like.
To respond to?
Yeah. You respond with the emoji. I could tell if you like somebody if you put some words in it. Here it is. You look tall as fuck. What did you say?
Hey, go to page. Go to page.
Let me see.
She's tall.
Let me see if she looks
tall.
She's
tall as motherfucker.
Okay, okay.
I don't like women taller than me.
So then why would
that's
you post
Sasquatch
that?
That's shit.
How it's tall weird. Are you? You seem
pretty tall. I'm like 6 feet.
Yeah. Okay, I see why
I
you
like
put that.
Punk,
but I can't tell that she's tall.
What's too tall? Well, how tall are you?
6 feet.
6 feet. So you want height, you want like 6 feet is too tall for you.
Yeah, because she's 6'3", 6'4" in heels.
You need like a 5'5" and under.
If a guy only if you write a whole sentence and he just puts LOL, he's not interested.
Not interested.
Would you say?
Oh my god.
Yep, DMs is popping though. Yeah. Mind you, I just scrolled through like 200 and that's all from between yesterday and today.
Lit.
He's
lit.
Very active on there.
Wow.
So you don't have a girl?
No.
Why you smile like that?
I don't.
Why are you laughing? I'm just
saying. Come on, bro. No, I don't have
I'm
no
girl.
I'm not
your bruh.
I don't have no girl.
Do the girl you having sex with on a regular basis know she ain't your girl?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I ain't got nobody I'm really have. I've been so busy. I had sex like
my girl is my music. Mm-hmm. My career. No, I'm married to my music.
Nah, I ain't gonna say all that, but. I mean, I watch a lot of porn, so I don't really be tripping on sex like that.
Do you ever feel bad that, like, you watch porn and
no.
not have
nah,
sex?
Nah, little I used to feel bad. I'm like, man, I don't think I'm like supposed to be doing this yeah. much. But after I watch, like, it's, like, really healthy.
It is healthy.
Stress reliever. Mm-hmm. It's scientifically proven, too. That's healthy.
All right.
Ejaculation.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. let it out, to let it go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, releasing it, cleans it out.
Yes.
You
gotta mm-hmm. sit it keeps it going, keeps it moving.
You gotta unclog the pipes.
You know what yeah. I'm saying? You gotta worry about catching no diseases.
Mm-hmm. It keeps you healthier.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a longer time.
Okay. But some people
lifespan.
Say if they watch a lot of porn, it makes them come too fast when they have sex.
I think so. Cause lately, I've been about 10
Lazy
years out.
Eyes.
I've been out of that since high school. All that trying to,
fuck forever.
Yeah, I ain't with all that.
This one guy on
you
my
admitted
live.
In your music, you come fast.
Excuse me.
I said you've admitted in your music.
I said if we.
That means that you
said if you said no, if I come fast, if, then we going round two.
Why would you even put that out there
I
if it wasn't
if,
true? You'll go again.
Yeah. If it's worth it. If it's worth
it. This one guy on my life said he got blocked from Pornhub because he was watching porn 17 times a day on Pornhub.
Damn.
So they blocked him.
He lied.
Pornhub would not
you
block
you. You watched
it
more than 17 times and didn't get blocked?
He lied. If I go on one of your phones, I know I got porn pulled up.
Damn.
He capping.
Damn. How many porn phones you got?
Well, he said that. He wants some attention.
On my life.
Yeah, he just wants some attention.
Yeah.
He got your attention too.
He did.
Because
I just don't understand how a person can get blocked from a porn site mm-hmm. when you're allowed
possible.
To go there
it's
and masturbate and pull
to,
your
yeah.
dick out.
They probably like, you gotta start paying or something.
That's not
you
possible.
You ain't gonna keep getting all this free porn.
Yeah, you said Pornhub blocked him. I was like, wow.
It's not possible.
Somebody pray for his arm and his penis because he's masturbating.
Listen, just find another
day.
Site. Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty
yeah,
of
there's
them.
Many.
Yeah, I think I done wooed like two sites out.
What's your favorites?
My favorite right now is Pornhub, which I didn't like at first, but mm-hmm. they upgraded.
Oh, yeah?
Pornhub
maybe I should
upgraded.
Try Pornhub.
Yeah.
I had to get away from Pornhub for a little while. I've been over at X and XX.
Okay.
That's I don't know. They really take book everybody else's videos, really.
What difference does it make?
Huh?
Who yells that is true? Nelson? He says it's true. How do y'all even know where it came from?
I watched it. I'm trying to tell
listen,
you.
I didn't see it.
Seen
first,
it when it first came out.
When I first started watching, I was on X Hamster. They got played out. Then I got the X Videos. I was on that for like
yeah,
three, 4
years. Yeah, that's what I fuck with, X Videos.
But I done wore it out.
Have you seen everything on there?
Yes. Because like when you hit that yeah. search engine, like sometimes the same stuff pop up.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when
yes.
you catch yourself going to page 300, 400.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like,
no,
you
I feel
out.
You because I like a certain category and you're right. You put in what you want and then it comes up the same video.
And then
same
pop, that's video. When you get the feeling like I'm
wait,
doing
okay. Do you sometimes not want to watch the same video?
I never want to watch the same video.
Because sometimes,
see,
you know, I really enjoy this particular video.
The only time I watch is when I can't find nothing, I'm like, okay, I'm going.
Going to go back to the good old faithful.
Yeah, but I like new. Because if not, it's not, there's no purpose. It's like a new girl. Like,
mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing better than
well,
new
he
pussy,
is single,
pussy,
right?
New yeah. pussy.
Yes.
Why you keep laughing?
Because he's telling somebody he love her.
Now, have you ever, do you use any type
I love
type
a lot of,
people.
See?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a type of person like,
why you laughing?
If I tell you I love you, I'm never going to be able to tell you I don't love you no more.
Is it love or
oh
love?
My God,
because it's a
like
difference.
My
love,
like,
when guys say love and when
love
they say love,
I
and then
love
when,
easily.
And
though.
When they write I-L-Y, it's all different.
I'm soft. I love easy.
Mm-hmm. So you're,
what's
you
your
be the
sign?
First one.
Aries.
Ah, Aries everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Little lovers.
But have you ever been in love? Because there's a difference.
I really don't know, because I think everybody cheated on me.
You ever had your heart broken?
Definitely, much times.
You said everybody cheated on you?
Yeah.
How did you catch them?
I don't know. I just be bumping. Mm-hmm. It just be coming out.
What?
I don't know. I be manipulating it out sometimes.
They probably not cheating.
They definitely cheating.
It's probably cheating. How? Like having sex with somebody else? Or just talking to other guys?
Mostly sex.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of?
And then like I wanted to talk about this.
Uh oh.
You know the reason why dudes don't be shit like now is because back in middle school and elementary, we was really those faithful people.
Buying roses and being cute.
Your little hearts. Well, you probably wasn't doing much back then either in middle school.
I'm not buying chocolate roses and all that
stuff. See? Right.
Nah, I can't. I wouldn't buy anything.
You wouldn't buy anything?
Nah. I bought one person, like, while I was in a relationship while I was in jail. Mm-hmm. I found out she was cheating on me.
What did you think?
Hold on. The thing is, like, I'm the type of person, I know what my situation. I told you right. I'm about to go in, so, like, you know, you don't have to be here. Mm-hmm. You choose to be here. Well, I mean, I'm asking you, you know, if you're messing with somebody, just let me know. Mm-hmm. Over. I end up finding out, you know what I'm saying? We break up. You think I'm not about to come home. You know what I'm saying? I end up meeting somebody else. So, I bought her a ring.
Damn, the new girl.
But that was a thank you.
Oh, so you're engaged?
No. Oh. That was a thank you for like coming in my life and helping.
Oh, it was like a friendly ring.
It was a thank you.
A thank you ring.
Yeah, did she think it was an engagement ring?
No.
Okay.
Okay. You didn't say, "Well, you married me." You was just like, "Look, I'm buying you this nice ass ring."
Rings are complicated, but go ahead.
Nah, mine's not.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you know.
So it was a nice ass ring. Like,
just thank you for coming to my life in a time where I was down and out.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Because chick traumatized me.
Nightmares Are Coming Home, a powerful, mysterious, and socially provocative film. Us is the latest silver screen nightmare from Academy Award winner Jordan Peele, starring Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o and Black Panther's Winston Duke as an endearing family pitted against a terrifying and uncanny opponent, themselves. Now you can experience Us at Home and dive into revealing bonus features to untether the truth of Us. Available on digital now on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD on June 18th. Get it before your tethered gets any ideas. From Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. With ProCure, you can feel better about feeling better. Their products are powered by science and enriched with nature, with guilt-free formulas that really work and that you can trust. Their products contain no parabens, alcohol, or fragrances. They just use proven remedies and natural botanicals, so you get all the medicine you need, plus skin-loving ingredients. To heal itchy, irritated skin, try fast-acting hydrocortisone with calendula. Enhance with organic calendula extract and organic coconut oil to moisturize and reduce inflammation. And check out RosaCare to clear flushed, red, bumpy skin caused by rosacea without irritating skin further. RosaCare treats redness and it also evens out your skin tone. I love ProCure products. I recently was on vacation and got a whole bunch of mosquito bites. And when I tell you, no itching, amazing. Try ProCure's Hydrocortisone and RosaCare today and get a special $3 discount on Amazon using the code 3ANGELA. That's ProcureHeals.com/Angela to be directed to Amazon. And then you'll get a special $3 discount with the code 3ANGELA. That's the number 3 plus Angela, all one word. And make sure you type it in all caps. Is that the worst time to get cheated on when you're in jail, you think?
If you're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Because you have a lot of time to think about it, too.
Definitely.
Then it's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing. Because
of where you at.
You can't say nothing about it. Do nothing. It's like you don't exist, but you're watching.
And it makes you visualize what she's doing.
It's like watching them have sex.
Mm. Right, in your head.
Yeah, because then you had dreams about it, so then you jump on the phone, what you doing?
Oh my God.
That sounds like this video I did with Neo called Forever Now. Like in the scene, he was watching me cheat on him with somebody else.
That's like that show Cheaters.
Nah, that show Cheaters is wild.
Cheaters is crazy.
Nah, yeah, I don't think it's real, but it's
I think
funny.
It's real, bro.
I used to think it was real.
I think it's not. Yeah, because you know why they had the guy get stabbed? Yes, so everybody thought it was real when he got stabbed on the boat.
Yeah, he did get stabbed on the boat.
It's crazy.
Damn, why are you just gonna stab the cheater's host? Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
All right, now we need some insight from you, Fredo Bang. Let's talk about this. We're gonna do a number ones category, okay?
Number one.
What's the number one thing that men lie about? So many.
I'm trying to give away our secrets.
The number one thing that men lie about.
I think we lie about
nothing.
Everything.
I'm not a liar.
Okay, but we ain't asked you that. What's the number one thing that men lie about?
Your bands. What's the number one thing your bands lie about? That was a lie right there.
Right. Men in general or me?
Men in general
and
you.
Not you.
I ain't lying. Niggas lie about a lot of shit.
Everything.
But if you could say, what's the number one thing that if you ask a man, he's going to lie?
I think it'll be... There's so many things.
What can I choose from?
Yeah.
But what comes to mind first? Don't worry about
some
the train.
Some of them be lying on their dick.
Okay, that's true. Men lie about who they fucked.
I never understood that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it, because why lie?
Have you ever had sex with a girl and then been embarrassed about it later?
One time. No, actually a couple times. Yeah.
Okay, that's why women lie.
That's why men lie.
Would you lie about it? Like, I ain't fuck her.
No.
I think that men lie about their relationship status.
That's true.
And they also lie about their finances.
Yeah, I think the number one thing men lie about is money.
That too.
They like to, like a man will have a guy will have $1 million and he'll be like, I'm a millionaire. I got millions and millions and millions of dollars.
You got one.
I got $1 million.
That's good though. You still got a million.
But you know, like lie. They stretch it. Men stretch it.
Something to do.
Is this a topic where you have the answers to statistics or we just shouting out answers?
Oh, we just giving our opinion.
Oh, okay.
Because so I think, I think the number one thing that men lie about is probably relationship status. Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Because they always be like, no, I'm not. Like, if you tell a guy, if they try to talk to you, right, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm not in a relationship. And then as soon as you say I have a man, they'll be like, oh, well, that's cool. I got a situation,
too. Yeah, I've been with this girl.
We're not really together.
See how I ask them, does the girl you having sex with know she's single? Because a guy will be single all day, but Tiana don't think you single. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I find
you
myself.
Up telling you your lover.
I just be finding myself in relationships that I never said that we together. Like,
you didn't agree to it.
Yeah, like, you know how it used to be like, are you going to be my girlfriend? Yes or no?
No one does that anymore.
Circle yes or no.
Yeah, just like, we together now. No, we not. I never say it.
If you call her all the time, you be FaceTiming her, taking her out. That's who you call when you come
back
home.
And y'all sleep together a lot. Y'all always
no
together.
Condom.
You kind of, and then she introduced
you.
You
take the condom off now. Y'all in a relationship.
Well, if I don't leave it in, not mine. I just did a tweet. I said, if I leave it in, you are mine.
So anybody,
so your pull out game strong.
Yeah.
Huh?
So anybody who come in.
If I hit you without a rubber, you mine.
Damn. So you got a lot of yours.
No.
No.
Damn.
Oh, trying to get you. You was quick.
Man, I'm scared.
No.
So how many people have you fucked raw?
In my life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So they all yours though, and you don't even know how many.
Pretty much. They still be mine. They still. I know. Like I say, I people that I tell I love you. Like, I'm gonna love you for life. So if you call me, long as we like, if you ain't like just do nothing, like just fucked up, like steal from me or something, like I still do for you if I can. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of person.
How do you trust a girl now though, and know that she's not trying to set you up or?
I don't really put myself in the positions to get like that. If you, it's hard. Like, I mean, you're not gonna get no money or nothing. Cause like, if I go, like, let's say I go on the road somewhere, I'm not gonna have, like, sometimes I know my producer, like he'll be in the room by himself or something. I send all my stuff in there, just in case my partner brings somebody in there and I fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? Make sure.
Yeah. So now he can't get no pussy because all your stuff is in his room.
So I mean, if he
that's
ain't,
not fair.
It's not safe.
Sometimes everybody don't be fucking here at night. You know what I'm saying? So you know.
What if he had plans? Now I gotta watch your shit and I can't do anything.
I don't trust them hotel lock.
The safes.
I don't trust.
You
them.
Never had a girl steal from you ever? Like, get you? Not even for like a few dollars. Nothing.
Nah, cause you, I mean.
I feel like it happens
to
every guy.
If you're that close to me to do
point.
That, like, I gotta trust you.
I don't think it's that much of a common thing to be
so
with a little
much,
stealing
I mean,
ass
I done set my jewelry down. Like, if you in my home, I done set my jewelry down. I done set $50,000 on the bed and went to sleep. Like, if you in my home, I trust you. So, you know, if
but what about in a hotel on the road?
You
have to trust a girl to bring her to your room?
I mean, I don't really bring nobody to my room.
Don't look around the room. We talk.
I'm looking at the camera.
I could tell when he's lying because he look around.
I'm looking at the camera.
But no, like I say, I try not to put. I try to eliminate any factors of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
the best way I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not having one night stands.
You try to stare me in my eyes and see if I'm break no or not. Nah, I've been focused on work lately. I've been having a lot going on in my life.
Oh yeah, like what?
Everything, like, you know, last month made a year I've been home. Mm-hmm. So like really getting into this music, it's a lot of stuff I ain't know. Like this, when I came home, my first time making a penny off my music ever.
Wow, that's good.
And I done put out a lot of music before, so. Right. It's just a whole different world. And like, you got to keep up or you're going to get lost.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And you feel good about it. Like, everybody, I see a lot of people watching your videos online.
Yeah.
And everything. What about the energy of your music, too? Because now that you're home, right, it's been a year. You're not on parole or anything. Everything's...
I'm on 5 years parole.
Oh, you are? Mm. So do they watch what you put in your videos? Like, yeah. Do you have...
I had somebody call on me and say I was smoking and had guns on the... But they were lying. Mm-hmm. But I got called into the office because of that.
So what about regulating, like, you know, any other things? Like, so what can you do and what can you not do?
I can't have guns in my hands. I can't be in, like, the same cut as a gun.
Mm-hmm. But you could be in a video. Somebody else could be in a different cut and have a gun in the video.
Yeah.
You just can't be in the same.
Yeah, because I'm not around them.
Okay.
Basically, I can't be around guns, ammunition, drugs, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Can't be breaking no laws.
You have to stay in Baton Rouge?
No, my parole. I'm on travel pass.
Okay, but you still live there?
Legally.
Legally. Okay. All right. I'm just trying to because I think it's hard sometimes. They put you on parole in a city where like you might have issues already, and then
you got to stay there.
See, I ain't gonna lie. My parole officer, I got a good person. He mm-hmm. really trying to help me. He ain't against me. I told him when I came home, like, this is my only way of making money. Like, this is what I do. So if I can't do it, you might as well go and put me back in right now because it don't make no sense. I got to pay you every month.
Right. So when you got locked up, it's just because you were somewhere you weren't supposed to be? Or how did, like, what happened?
I was already on the bond for a battery case. Mm-hmm. And then I came back for the attempted murder. I had a fight with another local rapper. All by myself, I pulled on him by myself. He brought his whole hood out. We fought for like 5 minutes. His daddy came and snuck me. When he snuck me, I grabbed my gun. You know what I'm saying? They called the police on me.
So you weren't allowed to even have a gun?
Then I was... I wasn't convicted of nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I went to jail for that. I bonded out and I came right back for a gun in like 16 days. Mm-hmm. And that's when I sat down. Now I'm a convicted felon.
Damn. I know, but we've been watching everything that's been happening, right, with prison reform and what Meek had to go through being on papers for so long and not being able to mess up because you can't do anything wrong now.
Mm-mm. No.
So how does that change how you move?
It just put me, like, it gave me a different thought. Like, before I act, I think more now because I know if I go down, it's like 20 other people go down.
Right.
If I fuck up, like, how these people gonna make a check? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not just one. I don't eat just for myself. You know what I'm saying? I put a lot of plates on the table for different people.
Plus, you don't want to get locked up again either.
Not at all.
I
ain't lying. Jail messed me up. Like, I have a lot of jail nightmares.
Mm-hmm. So do you have to go to, like, see therapy? I know a lot of times they want to make sure.
I wanted to, but, like, at the same time, music, it comes from feeling, so I don't want to mess that up.
Does it change your music too, knowing that, like, okay, I don't want to put myself in a situation where I say something, like you said, when you was locked up. Sometimes you say things in songs and then people want to test you.
I talk slick so my charges don't stick. Yeah. But yeah, I never say nothing that's going to get me convicted of anything.
But not that, but just as far as like people trying to test you and feel like, okay, he said all this and that. Now let's see if he's really about it.
I mean that happened in jail, but I mean people try. Like, I mean, if you come to me, I'm gonna protect myself. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody messes with me, like you ain't wrong, because like I'm respectful. I'm gonna give everybody their respect. So if it go down, it's because you did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I feel like technology companies are trying to make us spend all of our money. Well, I don't feel like that with Raycon earbuds. They start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And guess what? They sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B are already obsessed. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me. They're completely comfortable and they're really stylish too. You can take them anywhere. Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. My favorite time to use them is running in the park. It's so comfortable and I can actually put my phone where I play my music away and I don't have to worry about it dropping or getting my arm tangled up in the cords. Believe me, that's happened. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. Go to buyraycon.com/lipservice and get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/lipservice and get 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/lipservice. Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, better parents, better leaders, and there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and to new ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. You get to choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational speakers like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With that convenient app, you can also access Audible anytime when you're a member. You can listen at the gym, while commuting, on the go, and on any device. It'll always pick up right where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Right now, I'm listening to Elaine Welteroth's More Than Enough, and I highly recommend it. You can start listening with a 30-day Audible trial and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/Angela or you can text Angela to 500-500.
Do you see yourself getting married ever?
Yeah. I want kids right now. I got baby fever.
Oh, shit. Does that mean you have any prospective women?
Huh?
That you want to have kids with? Like somebody that you like?
I got a couple.
Okay, you have a couple of women that you want to have kids with?
Yeah, I believe in friends having babies.
Like your friends or girls who are friends with each other?
No, he
doesn't have to be in a relationship with a woman for her to have his child.
Okay, I thought he was like two
girls.
Yeah,
no, not my friend. Like, no, that's weird. That's kind of weird. But I'm saying like, y'all don't have to be in a relationship to have kids. I feel like that's a standard that's been set for years and it shouldn't be like that.
Well, what do you think about child support?
my baby. So,
my you don't mind being on child support?
No, it's gonna be with me.
That on the road.
Yeah. My baby gonna be with me.
You don't think a baby wants to be with their mom too, though? That's important.
My baby.
It's her baby too. She gotta carry it.
You can't.
What if she
want
to breastfeed?
Yeah,
you
that's her time. That's her time with the baby right there.
That's you know what?
Trust me, when you get a newborn, you're not gonna want to only be with it by yourself.
Listen, I took care of my nephew and both my baby.
A little
brothers.
Newborn.
I'm talking about from shit to piss.
Mm-hmm. A little newborn. I mean,
shit
these
to piss.
My
mama had two
you
jobs.
You gonna say these motherfuckers?
I was gonna say.
My mama had two jobs, and my stepdad was he did janitorial service, so he'd be cleaning all day. So
like they sleep an hour and a half.
Our real life. Then they raised each of them.
Eat and sleep and wake up.
Yeah, but your life is different now. You on the road, you're doing shows. You don't want a baby in that atmosphere. You would rather the baby be with their mom.
And it doesn't get easier after a newborn because then they start grabbing and touching everything.
But that's why putting girl, everything I haven't gained in their mouth. Child
yet. Like they're not easy.
In due time.
Plus you've been so careful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out and finished.
You ain't leaving it in.
No. You invented the pullout. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I've been pulling out
for
centuries.
If I leave it in your minds.
Have you ever had a scare, like thought you had a baby? Nobody's ever called you and said they were pregnant?
Yeah.
I was going to say, these girls are slipping out
And then
out
what
here.
Happened?
Yeah, I mean, you just not about to tell me. If I pulled it out and I left it right here, I'd know where it's at. So
you know what?
Also, like, no, you're not pregnant. You're lying.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Yeah.
The baby didn't form on your face, bitch. All right. Ain't no eggs on your face, bitch.
But sometimes you think you pulled out and a little bit got in.
A little bit of pre-cum. Mm-hmm. You can get pregnant by pre-cum.
And some guys are really leaky.
Yeah. Pre-cum will get you pregnant now. Be careful.
And then, like you said, you'll come when you come past and do it again. It might still be some there and you put it right back in.
That's love. That's love. That's love. I'm not doing all that. Like, if we just having sex, I'm not about to be in hell.
You fall in love quick.
Huh?
I'm saying though,
like, I'm not about to be sitting here trying to make. I'm trying to get me.
Are you into threesomes?
Nah, man, it's too much work.
I mean, yeah, that's how guys should feel about it.
I done had two of them. It's too much work. It's like, I gotta please like two of y'all now.
Nah. Right, guys be wanting threesomes and they can't even handle one good pussy. Imagine two good pussies.
Why females feel like we could just make it go back up like that?
That's what I'm saying. It's some just of y'all can't.
No.
Nah, man. It just leaves one. Somebody's going to be unsatisfied in that equation.
The girls can hook up with each other.
Pretty much.
Whatever. All right. Whatever.
They can. Okay. That's what happens in a threesome, right,
Gigi?
Here
we go with this again.
Gigi don't mind that. Gigi like I'll fuck a girl.
I will.
Did you feel left out in either one of them?
Nah. I was being touched the whole time.
I was being touched.
Were the women pleased?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so.
I mean, if not, shit, you missed your ride.
Have you ever had a girl squirt on you?
Yes.
You like it?
Chick, it fucked me up.
He was like, what?
Yeah, like she was riding and she was like, watch this.
Oh shit.
She said, watch this.
And like she lifted up like this much above it. And just dropped. And I'm like, wow. Then she dropped back on it. And I'm like, whoa.
And then a splash.
But it's splash.
Did you tell her you love taking the bath? Huh? Did you tell her you love her?
Yeah.
You like,
yeah.
That's
pussy. Yes. Hilarious. My homegirl just told me over the weekend that she squirted for the first time.
You're gonna get her pregnant.
Nah, that was 2014.
Oh, she's
that's the only
old
person
news.
Ever did that to me.
Yesterday's newspaper.
He's been chasing it ever since.
Yeah, listen, my homegirl said she just squirted for the first time. She called me over the weekend and she's like, it's overrated. She said it's messy and overrated. And she said that she did it twice. And she said the first time it was just like, that was it. So she said the second time she like put on the theatrics because she felt like that's what he wanted to see. But she said it was whack.
Damn, I've been hearing such great things about
mess.
It.
Can't y'all make yourself do that?
No.
Okay.
It's only for me.
I've only done it like twice in my whole life.
Guys. You said what?
It happens with certain Stephanie's guys.
Stephanie's the pro squirter over here.
There's this one guy. There's this one guy. I hate it. I think it's totally gross. But there's this one guy that every time I've slept with him, he knows exactly the spot to go to, and it just happens. I'm like, oh, okay.
Is it like the curve
I'm
of
like,
his
all right.
Is it the curve of his penis or like the shape
it
of it?
It happens in missionary. His penis is pretty straight. Hmm. I'm thinking of it now. It's pretty straight and it's pretty big.
Okay.
And it's nice.
I think she missed
it. She's like thinking about it. She's like, I got a man.
Yeah. But with him, like, it's a certain place. He puts me in missionary. He puts me in a missionary position. And then it's like, damn,
he
did it again. And he's like kissing me on my neck, laughing. It's like, you're gross.
Well, where is
you
this squirting now?
Huh? I don't know. I seen her one time when I came home. Mm-hmm. She pulled up on me at Waffle House. I was home for like a month. Seen each other, but
did she look the same?
Smothered and covered, scattered.
Is that a good thing?
Did you like it?
Huh?
Is that
yeah,
a good
I like
thing?
Thick, short. Mm-hmm. Then she like four and eight.
Oh,
she's like midget.
Wow, she's small.
Yeah, I love
you can't say midget.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me to all the little beautiful person. Little people. Little persons. I'm sorry, guys.
So you wasn't interested
you
anymore? Or what happened?
It just ain't happened.
Mm. But you would do it again?
Yes.
Yes.
Where are you at? 4-8.
Yes.
Come on, yes. Logan.
All right, what's the number one reason that you should break up with somebody?
I'm a type of person. If you lie about a water bottle, like if you just lie about what type of water it is, I don't trust you.
Damn,
I'm fucked up like that. But I could lie to you. But I don't really tell lies. That's the thing.
You just said I could lie to you, and then you said
I lie to you, like you know, I'm different with it. But if you lie to me, I'm with you.
Well, what have people lied to you about?
I mean, everything. I'm just fucked up like that, though. It's just like, I got a second guess, you know.
Mm. I think men lie more than women. What do you think?
No, indeed.
No, indeed, or yes, indeed?
No, indeed. Y'all are like kings of...
No way. Men just lie for nothing. You guys lie for nothing. Like, oh, what did you eat yesterday? Nah, I was hungry. I didn't really eat nothing. And meanwhile, you ate a whole, like, three pizzas and everything.
I was just on the phone with a chick, and we was on FaceTime, right? So she had a ring. It's the same person I bought the ring for. Mm-hmm. Mind you, she just lost it.
She lost it?
She lost my ring.
Or she pawned it?
She lost. She got money, so I ain't gonna. But she was in FaceTime like this. So I'm like, where that ring come from? She just slid it off.
She said, what ring?
What ring?
What?
Like, you serious?
Damn, someone else bought her
while we on FaceTime,
ring.
I go on her, on her Instagram, and I see the ring. She got a picture like this.
Someone else bought her ring.
She stuck to her lie, though.
Damn, that's what
like,
she's supposed
I don't
to
know
do.
What
like,
ring
but why lie if I see that it's not right?
Why didn't she just say, oh, I bought this?
Or this ain't even real.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, she could have been like, this costume jewelry, what you talking about? This shit ain't real.
Yeah, people lie because they got something.
She made it hot. Yeah, she made herself hot. She had something hot.
Right.
Now, clearly you eat pussy, right?
Definitely.
Okay. So you remember the first time you did it? Did you know what you were doing?
Yeah.
How you? Oh, cool.
I was natural. No, I just was natural.
You just knew what to do.
He's born eating pussy.
I was in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm. The first time?
Yeah, because 9th grade, I told myself, like, I'd never do that shit.
And then 10th grade, you was like,
I was down
there.
You
was all in there.
What a difference a year can make.
I feel like I think I eat cat better than I fuck.
Really? That's amazing. What makes you say that?
I don't know. That's what all the chicks talk about.
Were they talking to each other?
If I do
you
it, like,
you just eat pussy all the time?
No, it's just like when I do it,
you enjoy doing it.
Yes,
you always good at what you enjoy.
I done sat there for an hour before eating.
Damn,
because you wanted to.
Lucky her.
I wanted to.
Lucky her.
No, but I feel like men should be like that. Just the same way women like to suck dick. I feel like men should really enjoy eating pussy if you're not gay.
You think getting your pussy ate for an hour is not too long?
Right or right?
Not if you know what you're doing.
I mean,
sometimes it takes that long to come.
You gotta be creative. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I had to spell the alphabet and stuff.
Spell the alphabet.
With your tongue. You gotta resuscitate it.
And bring it back to life.
Yeah, we gotta...
You gotta give it mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
You eat butt to
lip.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got into that on accident. I was in 10th grade and they had a senior. Mm-hmm. She took advantage of me.
She put a butt on your face?
She's skinny. Mm-hmm. You know, skinny chicks, ass and cat, like right here.
They right next to each other. So, I didn't know that.
I'm eating her. She riding my face. Uh-huh. She riding my face.
And this so, happened.
My tongue got tongue tied and all types. She's like really like riding my face, like really just. You know what I'm saying?
Fun.
So
were you struggling?
I couldn't breathe.
Right.
So at some point, I just stuck my tongue up and just let her do her thing. So I just noticed like the taste just started to taste different now.
Right,
like tastes like what?
It just tasted. It didn't. It wouldn't.
And then it tastes like pussy.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't wet. You know what I'm saying? It's
like pennies.
Yeah. I really can't remember the actual taste, but I just noticed like I was there now.
So do you like it?
Yeah.
You like eating
ass?
But
you gotta... That's for bad, bitch. Like, my mouth a blessing.
You say your mouth is a blessing?
I feel like guys think that eating ass is like the new eating pussy. You don't need a lot of skill for it. The girls act like they're like it. They're like, oh my God. So I feel like guys go to it, but
it's not really.
It's a cop out, bro.
It's really like when you really eating a cat and you just doing it, then you just...
Like, it was like when I mean,
it's there.
When
you're
I
there.
Had that moment,
I'm really not
there
alone. You know what I'm saying?
When I had that moment of being single, remember that song? What's her name?
Who?
The booty, the groceries.
Gotta eat the booty like groceries.
Yes, remember that? Yes. At that moment, I was having a single moment. That was after, remember, I had the jail boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That was at that time.
Mm-hmm. She had a boyfriend that was in jail, and I was like, you're not going to stay with him. And a week later, it was over.
I meant to, but it didn't work out. And we broke up really fast. So really I had this moment of being single, and every guy, even guys that I have been sleeping with for years, as soon as I get naked, they turning me around, to facing my ass.
Yeah, he don't know what he's doing.
I'm like, no.
You don't go straight there. That don't even.
No, you work your way there from the pussy.
That's
I
really
hate
like,
it.
That's,
oh my, that's a, niggas go straight for the ass.
That's a like, side dish. You don't go straight
exactly.
to the
exactly.
It's like, so you know, you got rice and gravy and corn.
No,
you eat the rice and gravy, eat a little piece of chicken, then you throw the corn right there, and then, you know what I'm saying? You don't.
No, it's not even on the menu. Like, don't eat my ass. Just
you like it though. You don't like it.
No, I don't like it. It's just like a wet tongue in the asshole. It's like, no, please.
So are you like a messy ass eater? Like, is it like dripping with
Angela?
Y'all, what? I'm just curious.
I do leave everything sloppy. I leave everything. Every time I come up, I'm like,
you gotta wipe his whole face.
It must be like right here though.
Wipe that chin. You be leaving wet spots on the bed.
Yeah, definitely. That's where that resuscitation comes from.
But
see,
I
what
mean,
you do?
You can't really
what,
eat
say, what you do is,
a wet spot on the bed.
What you do is you take like about this much of spit and you push it in the cat.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
And then you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Dang, man.
I've never had that move.
Yeah, I've never had that movie.
I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm golden.
Very interesting.
He likes
Let me remember
sex.
That's how I eat some pussy.
He likes sex. He likes sex a lot.
He likes eating pussy in it. He likes eating pussy more than he likes sex.
Nah, but that's good. If you're not gay,
I don't
got
like that.
Is she bad? It's like,
I feel like that girl was trying to kill you.
I don't know what she's trying
to do. Yeah,
and
yeah.
She was biting your face and you can't breathe. I would be so mad if a guy had his dick in my face and I couldn't breathe. Wouldn't you be mad?
Wait, what? Yeah, like, I would be mad.
If he was like trying to, and you're like, I can't breathe.
I had one chick ask me to choke her.
Choking's
like,
good.
And how did you feel about that?
I'm blessed, so you know, if I choke you, you're gonna choke. And she threw up, and I was.
Oh,
choke with your dick.
Yes.
I thought you meant with your hands.
No.
I was like, damn, you choke
with your dick. I thought you meant with the hands too, with the dick.
No, that's why I sound blessed.
Oh, did you like it when she threw up?
No.
Well, you freaky. We don't know.
Because she tried to keep going. I'm like, no, get a towel. Wipe that off.
What towel?
I'm not touching that.
Wait, just a towel? Not a shower?
You got to slurp it back up and swallow it.
We was already in the, you know what I'm saying?
One
and
time.
When we finished, I'm going to have to take a shower.
Off, keep going.
One time, I was drunk in my drunker days. I was sucking the dick, going crazy because I was drunk. And I threw up on it, and I swallowed it back up like, mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I love you, nasty bitch.
That's the way it's saying you gotta listen
and I was
up.
Like, right? Yeah. But, you know, so it wasn't that bad.
You gotta stop being and so uptight.
I think my stomach was really empty, though, so it was probably
it
just
wasn't
a
like
bunch
food
of
yeah, it was a bunch of liquid. Chunks.
I don't care how much I love you, I am not swallowing no goddamn
pineapple.
I was like, yeah, I was scared. I didn't want to get it on him.
Anytime I throw up on a dick, I swallow it right back up. Because it don't be food. It just be a bunch of spit.
Exactly.
No, this
it
was...
It come from gagging.
This was a food.
Dick being
this was
down.
Like pineapples and some juice.
Oh, and some juice.
Pineapples? Yeah. No.
Well, at least she was
I
healthy.
Seen, like, I'm seeing
that's a little different.
But she was supposed to swallow that back
before
up,
you even
man.
Seen it.
Yeah, you wasn't even supposed to see all of that. Like, that was too much.
Nah.
When was the last time you ate a breakfast that you felt good about? Not a bowl of sugar. Sugary, nasty cereal that you inhale before running out the door. I'm talking about a breakfast that's nourishing your body. You know, I'm big on being healthy. I get up at 4:00 in the morning every day, and it's so important what I put in my system. Well, my breakfast has been completely transformed ever since I started getting Daily Harvest. It's ready in 5 minutes max, and I have real organic fruits and vegetables before I've even finished my tea in the morning. Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more built on fruits and vegetables. Everything stays in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Choose from more than 50 nourishing options for any time of the day. Ready to blend smoothies, savory harvest bowls, soups, and more. Each single serving cup takes one step to prepare. All you have to do is add water or milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. You can actually see all of the ingredients when you open the cup. Daily Harvest is the easiest, most delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables first thing in the morning, before bed, and anytime in between.
Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code LIPSERVICE to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code LIPSERVICE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com.
All right, well, we're here today to give you some tips also. So we're going to talk about breasts, right? And what do women like when it comes to breast play?
I'm not a titty man, though.
You not? So you don't touch them or play with them at all?
I do, but it's like...
But you can care less.
I hate long titties for sleep.
Oh, my God.
Long titties are making me... I hate long titties.
Nobody likes them.
I hate long titties.
Yeah. I don't like them too big.
I'm a C-cup person.
you like them regular size.
Yeah, I don't...
That's probably the nicest breast can be. Like a nice little
slapping
C-cup
me in my face and all that. I ain't without that.
C-cups are nice.
He looked irritated just now too.
What about big areolas? Like real big areolas.
What's an areola?
The areola.
Like, oh, you talking about the nipple?
Around, yeah, around, 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 around the
nipple.
What about those?
You know, some people got like little ones like this, and then some people got real big ones. Yeah, even bigger.
Like, yes, like.
What you
like? You prefer regular, normal size?
Yeah, just not
you
too
know,
much.
Small, medium, large.
Just lit.
What about the skin tone difference? So you know how some women's areolas are the same color as their skin, and then some are like darker.
I ain't never seen
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. You watch a lot of porn.
All the porn you watch.
On a white chick.
No, black women have that too, and Spanish women. Yeah.
I've seen darker women with their areolas not so dark.
What about nipples? Does nipple size matter? You know how some women have really big nipples,
them like long erasers? Sausage nipples, no.
Oh, like pencil erasers?
Nah, I like them with dots on the chocolate chips.
Little morsels?
Yeah.
So you don't play with breasts at all during sex?
I do, but it's
just a little bit.
I just don't like breasts. I don't care for them.
Just, men forget them. Like when they ask men, they just forget breasts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of an ass man.
You're an ass man.
Well, I think you should concentrate on that as well. Because there's some women that can have orgasms just from you playing with their nipples.
Yep.
For real?
You so busy eating ass, you forgetting about the other parts of a woman.
You dropped your bill.
So we're gonna tell you the things that we like. So just so you can take this with you, I think this could help you.
Okay,
because probably the one time you made the girl squirt, maybe you was doing a lot of foreplay.
No, I think I just gave it to her and she just
how to squirt. Cause she told you she was going to.
Yeah.
So what do you like when it comes to your breast, Stephanie?
I like a little teeth, like not like a little teeth, like
how?
You know, like grace. You know, like a little nibble, and I like sucking, and I like to watch, like
yeah, me too.
I like to look down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like licking, and I like pulling on them a little bit, like not so hard though, like. You know, just rough.
A little pinch.
I like roughness. I like, because that's what I like about men. I like to feel the men's strength.
Right.
You know, like,
have you ever had somebody play with your nipples too much and then you went in the shower and it burned when you took a shower?
Ouch. Just recently, like, I'm like, babe, come lick on my titty. And so, like, and we're drunk. So, like, every 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, we're talking. I'm like, oh, but look. So he kept on and he kept like biting on them and pulling on them, and it was just so funny
just
to me.
Think about.
And then the next day, my nipples were so
that's
sore.
Not just like bondage. Or
yeah, so bad.
Stephanie likes being slapped, choked, and all of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like to get abused. I'm Puerto Rican.
That's not an excuse.
I'd be scared of that slapping stuff.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you just gotta ease into it. I posted this meme the other day, and it said, you know, guys can never get the sex slap right. They either do it
right
too
right
hard or they slapping the sonic rings out of her. You know,
sonic rings.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you could find that nice medium, like just make it, you know, pop a little bit. It's nice. No? I'm the only one.
Do it again.
No, it's nice.
Come on. I just did it. Set me up, man.
She just smacked herself. That wasn't too hard.
No, but like you make it pop. You hear the pop?
Mm-hmm. I hear it.
Like, you know, don't be like a little
pet.
Bitch about it. Like, don't be a little
punk about
it.
It's the noise maybe more than anything.
Exactly. You hear? But don't like put your shoulder into it.
You shouldn't be doing a swing back.
Listen, yeah, don't smack it like you're smacking a stripper's ass.
It's gotta be from right here.
Yeah, exactly, from the wrist. You hit it from the wrist.
All right, what about you, Gigi, when it comes to your breasts?
So, before I had the implants, I was an A cup. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really like into my breasts because I just felt like I didn't have enough for you to even play with. So why are you even playing with them? So I wasn't really like, you know, it wasn't my thing for real.
The first pair made them so sensitive that I'm like all for it. Like, I'm on my second pair now and it didn't change. I'm not like with the rough shit though. They ain't twisting and pulling and biting and shit. Stephanie, you got all that with your crazy shit.
Yeah. I know.
But I do like them to be sucked, and I definitely like the watch.
It's like live porn.
But like, listen, I like to watch when he eating my pussy too.
I really like watching that a lot.
I like being watched.
Let me take them glasses off.
He likes to be watched.
I like when I raise up and grab my head back now.
You're like a giver. You're a giver more than a taker.
That's good. Yeah, he's definitely.
But he likes to get one of those.
Do you like 69s?
I don't like doing
that. Not really.
Guys.
It's because I can't really focus on.
That's what we just said.
Mm-hmm. Eating it's this overrated. Way, like, really ain't like. I don't feel like I'm. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather, at your best, right?
Yeah.
All right, what about getting your dick sucked? Do you like that?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure. Some people don't like getting dick sucked.
What?
Well, you'd be surprised some guys don't like that shit.
No, for real. That's why I had to ask first.
I know some girls don't like getting their cake.
I know one girl that don't like getting her pussy ate.
There's probably more guys that
in
don't.
My entire
what
life.
Do you think?
More
I know guys that say that they don't like it because they can't come from it.
Mm.
So it's like, what's the
I'll
point?
I'll be like, yeah, okay.
They ain't running to the right person.
You know me.
I was like that.
Today.
I was like that. I met this chick. She fucked my life up.
You said what?
I was like that. I couldn't come from my...
See? So...
Until I ran into the right person.
Mm. And you said it fucked your life.
She fucked me up. It was to the point where I waited for her to get dropped off from somebody before.
Damn, you was a side piece?
Yeah.
You
needed that mouth.
He didn't even care. He waited for her to get dropped off. So she could have just...
Mouth was a powerful thing.
And we mean that in many ways. So wait, explain, set the story up for me. So she was out with another guy, you knew it.
Yeah.
She told you to wait for her.
I should like she about to pull up.
And
but
so,
I knew she had left with somebody because we was all at a party.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Something like,
oh, so she was by herself. He didn't drop her off.
No, he dropped her off. I would just want him on my bitch. I ain't tripping.
Right.
He dropped her off to you?
I'm in her front yard. In the car. Parked.
Damn, that's bold.
He dropped her off home thinking she was going home and she was coming home to you.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
She did a thing that night too.
Have you
ever, it was worth the wait?
Well, I still remember. That's how good. It was. We had drove to a park. She hopped out on her knees on the rocks.
Damn.
You know how the parks be having the rocks inside. Yeah.
Did she have knees on the rocks?
She ain't doing no tripping. She a monster.
That's ridiculous because that sounds painful.
Nah.
She was probably bleeding from her knees.
That was fearful.
Yeah, that's crazy. I did a photo shoot one time, the Jets photo shoot, and I was in the grass. Like, I had a football and I was in the grass.
That's turf, though.
And, no, it wasn't turf. It was the grass. Like, you know, football is on turf. This was just a photo shoot, you know. It was the beginning of my modeling career. This is 10 years ago. And I was bleeding from my knees with my feet in the dirt. Imagine in gravel.
She was
bleeding.
Dedicated.
Like, you could see it in the picture. I'm bleeding.
Listen, that girl was dedicated. She was on rocks and stones.
That was her motivation.
Oh, she was drunk.
Eating it.
She was drunk. She probably didn't even feel it.
She did have some liquor in her.
She was drunk. She was drunk.
Savage.
When you're drunk, you just do anything.
All right, what are some other things that you haven't done yet? Because we're trying to get you to expand your whole...
Open, bring your horizon.
So, you know, you've never choked a girl, smacked a girl?
I've choked.
You have?
Yeah, okay. But I got some nice hands, so I be scared. Mm-hmm. Then I'm heavy-handed with this one, so I ain't about to slap you with this one.
Both your hands are different.
This one, if I have a fight, this one gonna just piss you off. This one gonna hurt.
Yeah. All right, so we're teaching you how to play with breasts. Now, what are some other things that you haven't done that you would like to do?
Mm-hmm.
You ever play with toys?
No, I'm scared of those.
Cock ring.
Yeah, a cock ring might be good for you.
A vibrating cock ring.
That's
amazing.
That shit weird. All the dildos.
You put your balls in it.
No, we didn't say a dildo.
I'm scared of this stuff.
No dildo.
A cock ring around, it's like a little circle.
I know you're talking about the one thing you put on your finger and stuff.
No, mm-hmm. You put it around your cock.
It on your
it's
dick.
A cock ring.
What'd that do?
And it kind of holds the orgasm in.
And it vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a different sensation.
I'm going to show you a picture.
I've done it.
Look at
I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, it has a cup
of hair
on it.
But I had a boyfriend years ago that had a really small penis, so I used to make him put it in my butt.
That's
sexy,
weird.
G. Mm-hmm.
So you put this around your dick, and it's supposed to actually make you have a better orgasm and make it more sensitive.
That's weird. Y'all seen
you shouldn't have showed him a pink one. You should have showed
well,
him
that
like
was
a,
cute. I've never seen one with a teddy bear on it.
I liked it. It looked like a gummy bear.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Bear. I'm sorry.
That shit weird.
What about...
I've never had sex with a guy using a cock ring. Have you? Mm-hmm. Was it good?
I'm trying to find. I don't want to show you.
I don't know. I'm just like, I guess I'm old fashioned because like the KY jelly stuff and all that.
No lube.
Yeah. You use spit, so you're
spit.
Okay.
Spit.
If your pussy dry, spit
from
on
a
my
porn
dick
star
and put it
that
in.
To do anal, it's a silicone, right?
Mm-hmm. Based silicone based lube.
A spit.
Lube. You like anal? You like having anal sex? I mean, doing it on a girl.
I did.
You got to be specific.
Yeah, I did, but I've been turned off from.
Somebody shitted on you.
Man.
Damn, you got shitted on.
How y'all do what I'm about to say?
Because that's the only reason you stopped.
So the chick was drunk, right? Mm. Mind y'all been trying to hit this chick.
Mm. Oh, she was a bad bitch.
Bad. Red, too.
Right.
So she
it don't matter what color you're all to the ground.
She going hard. But listen, so I blame myself because I'm hitting her.
Uh-huh.
And then I go off in the bow. I'm busting up. She hollering. So then I'm just.
You smelled it. Ooh.
And I pull my hand up though.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I jump up. That's but she thinking gross. I'm jumping up on some. Put in your mouth type, so she jumped clean over and
she sucked the shit off.
She, all of it, because she was, I guess she was trying to do it before I noticed.
She tried to suck her own shit.
Man, listen.
Oh my God, that's
all
a
of it was off.
Holy Jesus.
All of it was off.
Oh!
And so.
Damn, then y'all kissed.
Oh my God,
man, listen, I walked, you asked him, I walked out the room, what? I said, dog, I'm scarred for life.
Oh my God.
Hey, listen.
That's that stench of shit will knock off your hand.
Like, I unfollow her off Instagram and everything.
Damn. And then you heard up and said, her friend
asked me about it. She like, you been talking to her friend? Like, no. Like, she flashed out. She like, she told me.
She told her?
No, she tell what she did. She said, nah, I was drunk. I flashed out.
Did you have your socks on when this happened?
You must have been.
I'm just
curious. That's so nasty.
Bro,
she ate shit. She ate her own shit.
That's the girl. One girl, no cup.
It was wet.
What?
It was liquid.
Oh my God. She ate diarrhea.
Cause like the whole time when I get up, I'm like this, and she just, I'm like.
Is there any way you can come back from that?
No, as a girl, shitting on someone's dick.
Mm-mm. No. Unless you find a freaking nigga that like it.
What if you can't be like, listen, I'm sorry. You hit a spot and I had to shit on it.
Oh my God.
I didn't intend to do that. I'm just saying, is there a way to come back from that? Because clearly that happens.
Why am I?
But she put it in her mouth.
Okay, if she wouldn't put it in her, if she wouldn't put it in her mouth.
And she ate it.
If she didn't, like,
man.
There's no coming
she
back.
She went way too
that.
Hard.
Right. Was there corn or anything in it?
Huh? Oh my God. Good night, Angela.
Oh my God, Angela.
My was wet and
my ex, he has a really big dick. He said one time he started fucking a girl and she shitted on his dick and he got so mad. They went in the shower because it was so much and he was pouring shampoo on it and then he got mad and he threw the bottle of shampoo.
Damn.
He was so mad. So that was my story. It wasn't me though.
How about has a girl ever ate your butt?
No.
No, I'm saying guys like having their butt ate. That's a new thing too.
Absolutely. Guys love it.
It's kind of weird.
It's not
all guys, but a couple of them.
I mean, if you take a tongue in your ass, you'll take a finger.
Okay,
same guys
you
like
take
fingers.
You know, you'll go farther.
That's not necessarily. That's not true.
You know that's where your G-spot at.
Listen. My G-spot.
Your G-spot is in your prostate.
Yeah. Where else could it be?
Listen, don't touch my ass.
Where else could it be?
True. Yeah. I was on top of her and she slapped my ass.
What's wrong with that?
I choked the shit out of her. It's natural reaction. It's like it's like a button you don't touch.
She can't smack your ass.
Listen,
I would do that.
That's like a natural.
I'm not gonna slap about a guy's ass.
It's like,
I'm gonna grab it to pull him in,
man,
but I'm not gonna slap him.
I'm on top of her and she fuck. Like loud. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And you probably screamed like a girl.
No, when she did that, I didn't choke some shit out.
Listen.
Don't touch my ass.
So the girl sucking your dick and she like, you know, licking your balls and a little bit of spit dribble down and she go lick the spit and just so happen to touch her tip of her tongue on your butthole. You not gonna stop her? You gonna stop her?
I mean, that's kind of far to get back there from a fucking.
Yeah, no, you like getting your balls licked.
Love it. But I hate when. I
if
hate,
you like getting your balls licked, you love getting your ass licked.
I hate.
I'm just saying it's
no,
cool.
It's no, right it's there. Not. It's balls, it see, that's why. The thing. The balls and you talking about the tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taint and balls, two different things.
So listen, right. So
like the, my the man doesn't even let me go next to his balls.
And then she licked it
out. Ah, see. When you put your tongue inside that cavity, that's a breach of contract.
I didn't say inside. I said the tip
you
of her tongue.
The whole thing up.
Just swipe it a little bit while she licking up the spit that she dribbled down tank. You want to stop her?
I haven't had that happen.
Okay, so you ain't gonna stop her.
But touching a man, like slapping my ass, though, like,
no. I don't what's wrong with smacking your ass? Like good job.
It's like a natural instinct. If I slap you in your face, what you gonna do? You gonna slap me
back?
That's
not your face. That's your ass.
No, but listen, it's a
reaction.
It's
like good job. You know how guys smack each other? Good job.
Don't touch me. No, I ain't never had none of my coaches
play
with me.
You didn't play sports?
No, I ain't never had none of my coaches play with me like that.
How is that? I thought that was
just
a sports
weird
thing.
Like, I used to get on that.
I thought
my guys
smack each other on the butt.
Guys don't smack each other on the butt, though?
No.
No? Oh. Girls smack each other on the butt all the time.
Yeah, but oh, that's
I
crazy.
Know, you can slap your man on the ass. I don't see anything wrong with that. I smack my man. Good job.
I be grabbing my man's booty and he's just
women
be
like ass, huh? Women like men ass, huh?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Women like men that have like a nice firm ass.
I do like a nice little butt.
Right.
A little butt.
I done gained some
nothing
weight.
Worse than guys that ain't got they got a flat ass. That shit look terrible. Just like when
or
a girl
inverted,
has a flat ass.
Like inverted.
Oh my God, that's awful looking.
No, because I done gained some weight. So I just had some chick. I just did a video earlier inside a studio and I had a chick look at that ass. What the fuck you took me?
Why are you mad about that? You should be flattered.
Yo, my ass.
You just gonna say that to a man.
I know that's pretty funny though.
Look
at his ass. Girls do that though. You know guys have nice asses. They just it's gotta be right. They can't sit up too high.
Yeah, like it's so weird when a guy has a really high bubble butt. Like, what are you doing with that?
Ooh,
did you
hips.
Get butt shots?
Ain't nothing worse than a guy with hips.
Yeah, guys can't have hips either. Y'all got it. Like he got them baby making hips.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather a high butt than an inverted butt, yeah. Though. This is a weird conversation. This is weird.
See what I'm saying? Man, ass is not to be touched.
Well, look, they're telling me that you have other interviews that you have to do today. I know you have a busy schedule, packed schedule in New York. You remember your first time coming to New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is my fourth time.
Okay.
Third or fourth.
That's still not bad. Nah. It feels good, though. You've been home for a little over a year. Things are popping. You got the mixtape out right now.
Big 8. Go get that. All streaming platforms.
Hey. What does Big 8 mean exactly?
It was just like, well, first of all, TBG stands for Top Ball Gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our hood gang. You know what I'm saying? Not really gang. It's family. So, you know, I feel like I'm one of the biggest apes to come out of where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it really was me, like, just tape-wise, it was me showing that, like, I'm here to stay. You know what I'm saying? I could do more with my music than just rap about gangster shit all day.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah, you definitely do. And we learned a lot about you today.
I asked you what favorite songs y'all like.
Big ass gorilla tattooed on my ribs.
It's huge.
Huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So you're an ape?
Nah, it's my man. He's the ape. And I tattooed him on my ribs. Fucking gorilla.
But what kind of girls do you like? Because I'm sure that girls have to look at you and be like, okay, you know, he's thorough. He's about it. So what kind of girls do you like?
I just like want some to like know what they want. Because I'm the type of person, like, I come for my girls for comfort. You know what I'm saying? So I like, you know, you need to just, you know what I'm saying? Who could talk to me? You know what I'm saying? Give me a little, you know what I'm saying?
What if she's like, yo, you got to relax and like chill out a little?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen?
Yeah. I like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? if I'm coaching you, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not coaching wise, but like, I don't even suspect.
So you like for the woman to be in control?
I do.
Oh, that's sweet.
I think that makes sense. I think sometimes guys are so like, there's these expectations of you having to be a certain way.
Yeah, I'm not one of them.
That you like for like, women to be kind of tell you what to do.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why you should like being smacked in the ass yet by your lady. No. Good job.
Don't listen to her.
Good job, baby. Don't listen to her.
Squash. No. Has a girl ever choked you?
I didn't.
You should let a girl choke you right when you're about to come. Take my word.
I don't like that.
It's gonna increase your orgasm.
How do you know you don't like it if you haven't done it?
I don't like it. I didn't had a girl choke me like
while you was coming?
No, but
no. Nah, see that? No, just not random. When you're about to bust your nut, let her choke you.
That's not pleasant.
Thank you later.
I can't breathe.
not to choke you, to take away your breath, just to add
her to try to kill you.
Nah, she was choking me. I had one chick like actually like bite my neck, like as in like.
Like a vampire?
No, I'm talking about like.
Like squeeze her teeth together type, like
you know?
Yeah.
Like bite it like.
Yeah. Did you like it?
No, I thought I was about going to shock or something.
Oh, she bit your
like
arm.
She had a card, like this, you know, these cards right here. Yeah. She had them primed out. Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Yes.
You had a lot of sexual experiences. Yeah. You know, had somebody shit on you, bite you, smother you, choke you.
I've been using abuse. Oh.
We need you to speak up for yourself more. I can't wait till you have a girlfriend and you come back here again and you're like, I'm in a relationship, I'm in love.
I think that you are. You're kind of the type that would be in a relationship.
Yeah, I would.
You like for the girl to have control and you like to listen. It sounds like you want a girl to take care of you.
No, that's different. No.
No, I don't mean like take care of you financially. I mean take care of you as a man.
Yeah, because I was on Twitter and I had a chick made a video about, she said she like, oh, y'all men always mad about a woman. Y'all want to call her a gold digger if she asks you what you making and all this. But y'all won't. It was basically, she was trying to justify about a woman asking a man on how much he making. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but it's crazy.
That's a rude question. I don't think that's justifiable.
I think not early on in a relationship.
Yeah, it shouldn't be about that. Like
when you're starting to live together and make decisions together, then,
what's your credit score?
Yeah, that's different.
No, because I really
but
don't
not
care.
When you first meet. Oh, how much you make?
That's wretched.
Like, that's rude.
You not within the first week or two or a month asking me about a bill or something, like we good. Like
that's rude.
We not together. Why are you asking about some money?
Are you good at buying gifts though? Are you like, you know, generous? No.
No, when I do, I got a lot of nieces and nephews, so.
So you're generous with them.
I got a best friend. Like I tell her, go buy this for them. Go buy. I ain't really good at shopping. I be busy.
So what kind of gifts? What's the nicest gift you ever bought somebody?
The ring.
That was nice. You picked it out yourself.
Yeah, I got my mama a condo.
Okay, well that's nice.
Yeah,
we were talking
that's
about
a nice gift.
All right, that's cute. I know your mom must be so happy because she probably was so concerned when you got locked up.
Yeah, she wanted me to stay longer.
Mm-hmm. And then she probably like, okay, well he's you know moving around doing things, but she probably do still be worried about you all the time.
Yeah, she do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the baby.
Did she be like, I'm praying for you?
Yeah, but I don't know. We don't really be talking about God and stuff like that because no, I don't believe in the Bible. I believe in God, but I don't believe in the Bible.
Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah, all church.
What about Kirk Franklin? You like Kirk Franklin?
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yeah, just not the Bible.
Just
church.
Not the way they said it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you pray?
Yeah, I try to as much as I can. I catch myself forgetting a lot, but I try to. At one point, I forgot how to pray. But
there's
that's
no
the thing,
right
though.
Way to pray.
But that's the thing. The world has set to a like it's a standard, like how you're supposed to pray. But it's really not supposed to be like that.
I just pray in my head.
No, and that works. That's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time.
There's no certain way to pray, and I don't even think there's a certain way to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just believe in God.
But the world got it messed up like that now.
Us.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and you have to pray like not just when you need something, but when you be like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that, and that's the thing about me. Like I find myself about to pray and I'm like, I don't want to ask right now because you know
I ain't praying in a minute, so I don't want to ask.
I'm gonna wait till this get over with.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ask for a favor because I ain't talked to him in a minute, but
yeah, and I'm going through something, so you know.
All right. Well, congratulations on everything, and we're glad that you made it up. Is there anything that we should know that you have coming up that we should know about?
I got three songs dropping off visuals, mm-hmm. dropping off the Big Ape tape, and I have a new video and song coming.
Songs are you doing videos for?
Shoot, Doggone, and Big Sticks featuring YNW Miller, Free Miller.
Okay. And what else did you say? You had?
You heard me. Okay. Well, it's going to be called Dropping a Bag. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call it, you heard me.
You feel good? You happy?
I mean, I'm blessed, so.
You happy?
Yeah, I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
What?
Yeah, no, look at that smile.
Just being where I'm coming from, you know.
All I see from here is teeth and dimples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be. I think sometimes a lot of us, like, we get in these positions, and it's hard. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to be like, okay, I'm having these issues. It's a lot of burdens.
It's a lot come with it, but then, like, you have to sometimes, like, I be having to sit down and, like, just sit there and just realize what I just came from a year and a half ago. Like, mm-hmm. I meant nothing to the world a year and a half ago. You know what I'm saying? I was nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So, and now, like, you have responsibilities to the people around you.
And a lot come with it, but, you know, it's stressful.
It's worth it, right?
You think people's perception of you is correct? Like, before they meet you?
No, see, people think I'm a whole different person until they just really sit down and talk to me, mm-hmm. and, like, spend some time with me. You know what I'm saying? Some people just feel like I'm no evil dude or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. It's good. You was in here real happy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that you was letting chicks smother you and eating ass and all of that, but now I feel like we know a lot more about you, right? I wouldn't think you would let somebody shit on your dick.
Look at what happened.
Now we learned a lot.
With somebody.
Angela.
Man, but you cool.
Me up, Ange.
Huh? Yeah. I like your ring.
Oh, thank you.
You married?
No. I bought this for myself.
Oh, yeah, that's not the ring finger.
Yeah, no, I bought this for myself as a little present because I've been working hard.
Yes. Nice.
Thank you.
You deserve it, Ange.
Shout out to Diamonds Direct in San Antonio. All right, Wilfredo Bang, thank you so much. He's been drinking water, just so everybody knows. We've been drinking tequila. Yeah, we've been drinking tequila.
Yeah, I can't. That's poison. Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Don't judge
Liquor
us.
Is poison.
Don't judge us.
You don't drink
at all.
You don't smoke.
No.
And you know what his vice is? Ass.
Red ass.
Red ass.
Nice yellow bone.
Because you know, somebody who don't drink and don't smoke, what does that mean?
They like the ass.
That's right. Lip service.
MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is matte reinvented. The new matte formula is where matte meets moisture, giving you the zero shine look of a matte lipstick with instant long-term hydration and a weightless, cushiony texture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly with a wide range of shades that are sure to complement any skin tone. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at MACcosmetics.com.